Republic Norwood, home of the $5 Espresso Martini Happy Hour.
I think I love you.
I want you to reach out.
Amos 10 Aces, Billboard Singles, Hit 107.
I came here for love.
I mean, you should know what Billboard Singles is by now, but if you don't, it's us giving up our advertising. So we can advertise single people on billboards. And just a quick little push here. We're having our party tomorrow night. Look forward to seeing you all there at the Republic Norwood, home of the $5 Espresso Martini.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Yes.
Love an Espresso Martini. It really kicks things in the next gear. And we had a final date. Is it the final date? I've said this that many bloody times.
Well, I'm going on my date
other
after
today.
The show today.
Other than you.
Yeah.
But Christine has gone on a date with Robbie from Gawler, and we are looking forward to finding out whether that was a positive or a negative. Will there be a second date? Was it a disaster? Was it romance?
Now, to introduce you back into who Christine is.
Hi, I'm Christine. I'm 59 years old, and I'm looking for a man who remembers what it means to court a woman. A silver fox wouldn't go astray.
So some hard age and demographic requirements came in from Christine. She wanted someone older than 49 because her oldest son is 40, so she didn't want him to be too close to that. But we did find Robbie in Gawler, who joins us this morning. You went out for dinner last night. How'd it go, Rob?
Really good, thanks. Yeah, we had a good time, good chat. Well, I'm at it, I'd like to thank the station for the meal and the wine and everything. Very nice.
You're welcome, mate.
Now, Robbie, keep going.
Well, we hope to catch up at the singles night. I don't know how that'll go, but who knows.
All right.
So, Robbie, you'd be very keen for a second date?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
All right. Well, let's find out what Christine thought about your date. This is after we chucked a microphone in her face right after your dinner date.
Okay, thanks.
Robbie's a real gentleman. But I wouldn't go on another date with him. He's a smoker, for one thing, which is a definite no-no in my books. And also, he's a bit too countrified for my liking. But he's lovely. He's very nice. And we've had a lovely evening.
The smoking and countrified was the reason you're not going to get a second date there. Robbie, how do you feel about that?
Well, I could give up smoking for her, I reckon.
Ooh!
Christine's on the line. What do you think about that? If you gave up smoking, would you be interested?
Robbie's very sweet, but no, I don't think so.
Okay. And Christine, what did you like about the date? What did you enjoy?
Oh, look, I enjoyed Robbie's company. He was a good conversationalist. He was a true gentleman. But yes, just not quite quite what I'm looking for.
Is it fair to say that you spoke politics and you didn't align politically?
Well, there was a little bit of a question I had over the fact that Robbie thought Donald Trump was, you know, a bit of all right for a while there.
It strikes again.
It does. It's true. It is a big difference maker.
Of people being divided along political lines and that preventing relationships.
But Robbie and Christine, you're both still single and both are going to be coming tomorrow night to the Republic Norwood. Amos, which is, of course,
is the home of the $5 Espresso Martini Happy Hour.
There it is. We'll see you tomorrow night, girls and guys. Or not.
Catch up with Amos, Kat and Angus.
Hit 107.